This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Will the resolution to impeach Rosenstein be considered tomorrow before the House breaks for August recess? Let's talk to Republican Congressman from Florida, Ron DeSantis, who sits on the House Oversight Committee. Good to have you with us tonight.
Good to be here.
Okay, so let's talk about this, because unless it comes up as a, quote, privileged resolution tomorrow, it's going to go away for weeks while you guys go home and do other things that you have to do with constituents and other things. Is this a PR stunt, as some critics are saying?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's, look, we've been doing this round and round for months and months and months. And I've been saying for months and months, if you want to change their behavior, you have to impose a sanction on them. Now, I think the easiest thing would have been to hold Rosenstein in contempt of Congress and also hold potentially people in the FBI, because when Peter Strzok is avoiding all those questions, he's doing it at the direction of people in the FBI. And these were some basic questions that the American people have the right to do. So you do need to have a sanction. And I think the reason why Mark and Jim filed that is because although it was not filed as a privilege, it could be at some point in the future. So I think they're laying down a marker, letting justice know that Congress means business, and then hopefully be able to do something short of that to get what we want. It'd be much easier for everyone to just get the documents, but at some point Congress has to stand up for itself. We've not done a good job. Some of us have wanted to be aggressive, but the institution as a whole has been very weak, not just with this, but all the way back to the IRS scandal when we tried to hold John Koskinen accountable and didn't have enough votes to do it.
Well, you know, the DOJ has repeatedly said in recent months and weeks that they have been more forthcoming than ever in the past, in history, that they have gone beyond, quote, guardrails in the past with respect to what information they could give you. Here's the Deputy Attorney General a few weeks ago talking about this idea that he could potentially be impeached.
I can tell you, there have been people who have been making threats privately and publicly against me for quite some time, and I think they should understand by now the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted.
So they say they're turning over information, great volumes of it. Is it quantity or quality of what you think you're missing?
Then why haven't they turned over the information about how Crossfire Hurricane started, the Trump-Russia collusion case that was opened by Peter Strzok, who said that they were going to stop Trump and that you needed an insurance policy? Very simple to do that. Why haven't they given us answers about whether the FBI or Obama Justice Department did anything to induce any type of surveillance or spying on Trump's campaign prior to July 31st, 2016? Those are very simple questions. They either did something or they didn't, and yet they will not do that. So I think what they're masters of is producing a lot of documents that really aren't what we're looking for, and it's kind of like a Chewbacca defense. Hey, look over here, we're giving you this. Well, it's not what we want. What we want is actually very easy to produce, and they just continue to refuse to produce it. And they talk about guardrails. Peter Strzok went over guardrails when he said that he was going to stop Trump from being president. These guys went over guardrails and how they conducted the investigation, and the American people need the truth about all this.
It seems like from what we've heard from some of the member, your fellow members, who were part of the questioning of Lisa Page, and you were part of that as well, that she gave them a lot more guidance and information that kind of cleared some things up, pointed you guys in another direction. Was it a fruitful exercise?
Yeah, so there's now inquiry about additional facts involving the dossier and how that dossier ended up in the FISA application, which it did. It was really the critical component. Because, yes, there are redactions, but, I mean, that was kind of front and center is what they rolled out.
We can tell.
As the reason why.
Sure,
I mean, if there was stronger evidence, you would have led with the stronger evidence. So that dossier was there. And so I think that there's going to be follow-up from there. But then also I think Peter Strzok's going to be brought back in. I mean, Lisa Page was very honest about the meaning of those text messages. I mean, Strzok acted like, you know, the meaning of is wasn't is, and he was giving these outlandish explanations that just weren't credible. And even the inspector general said this guy wasn't credible with how he's doing it. So that could be an interesting contrast as well.
You know, interesting that what was said
from the beginning that this FISA warrant was instrumental. The whole dossier and everything was instrumental in this whole collusion, delusion situation. And, President Trump, once again, more right than wrong. Conservative pundits, more right than wrong. But meanwhile, you've got the FBI complicit with the Democrats, sadly, doing everything they can to obstruct and keep the truth away from we the people. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Michael Rubin is next right here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do. It's the way we roll. Thank you for joining us and sharing a part of your day right here at the intersection of faith and politics. I'm Bill Martinez. Michael Rubin, as promised, joins us, a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. He is author of the book, Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. Michael, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you very much, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be talking with you.
Hey, let's talk about Russia. That Russia. I sound like Marsha. Russia here. The White House, I guess, has decided that Putin, maybe it's best he wait, that he not look at the fall foliage and come to Washington this year after still, the agitation over Helsinki.
Well, it's kind of curious in two ways. First of all, it seemed like Trump was simply sticking a finger in everyone's eye by not only having Putin come to Washington, but having Putin come to Washington immediately before the midterm elections. Mm. On top of that, there is the issue of what was going on among Trump's advisors behind the scenes that led to Trump reversing course. After all, Trump had previously said he was going to pull out of Syria altogether, and that was reversed within a day. This took a little bit more of a day, but it's still quite an about-face, Bill.
Yeah, let's unwrap Syria a little bit more, and then we'll come back to Russia in a moment, because this was interesting how that happened. I mean, all this on the heels of meeting with Putin, and of course, we don't know, we may never know what was discussed in the 2 to 4 hour meeting that took place, two with his advisors and maybe another two with just one-on-one and some translators. Of course, Democrats are going absolutely nuts trying to figure out, what was said in private. And that's a whole nother topic. But let's talk about Syria.
Well, there's a couple big things going on in Syria right now. The top bill of the headline is that Bashar al-Assad is reconsolidating control over southern Syria. The reason why this is so important is, A, that puts Bashar al-Assad's forces fully on the border with Israel. And of course, if you have Bashar al-Assad's forces there, that also means that you could potentially have the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. But what I actually worry about a little bit more, Bill, is whenever Bashar al-Assad moves back into an area, you got a refugee flow. Mm-hmm. But it's not just women and children going. In this case, the only place some of these fighters, these oftentimes radical Islamist fighters, can go to once Bashar al-Assad moves back in is into Jordan. And Jordan is one of those places. It's a key U.S. ally, probably the most important Arab ally the United States has in the Middle East. But while a lot of people know King Abdullah II of Jordan, what many people don't realize is he's much more popular abroad than he is at home. Mm-hmm. And this could just be this could be the load that breaks the camel's back.
And so this could compromise his leadership.
Absolutely, it raises questions. Now, it's not going to be easy to overthrow the government of Jordan, but if there's one country in that area that's still vulnerable, it's Jordan.
Mm-hmm. What about Turkey?
Well, Turkey, of course, the good news out today is that Pastor Andrew Brunson has been released from prison.
Oh, good. That's great
news. House arrest.
Oh, yeah, right.
And that's
yeah.
after tremendous pressure. That just goes to show you what a concerted bipartisan effort can do if we want to level pressure on an adversary, in this case, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The thing to keep in mind is, number one, he's still under house arrest. The charges are completely false. And there's more than 100,000 other hostages in effect in Turkish prisons right now. Granted, they're not American citizens, and it's the job of our government to worry about the American citizens, but it still shows the nature of President Erdogan's regime.
Exactly. Well, Trump said this earlier, and we've been saying this for quite a while. Wouldn't it be nice if there was some unity? As you mentioned, we've got bipartisan negotiation happening in Turkey, and things start to move in a positive way. Wouldn't it be a positive to have people unified, whether it is that we're negotiating with Russia, in North Korea? I mean, some of the things that are coming out of the Beltway here. It's just, you know, it's that old loose lips sinking ships kind of thing. But as we've come to know, the Beltway's economy is leaking and opinions.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. But when it comes to Russia and when I look at the outrage towards the summit with Russia, there's really two different things here. Part of the criticism leveled to Trump can be dismissed as Trump derangement syndrome. Mm-hmm. After all, Donald Trump has been actually harsher towards Vladimir Putin in Russia than either George W. Bush or Barack Obama. On average, President Trump has sanctioned key Putin associates once every 3 days. And, of course, when Vladimir Putin's forces tried to cross the Euphrates River in Syria, the United States responded and killed 200 Russian special forces, although at the time they were called contractors. Mm-hmm. That's on one hand. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you know, the reason I'll look and I'll assume good faith on the part of many of the more serious policymakers who are criticizing Donald Trump. And the reason they're criticizing him is because Donald Trump says that he's the winning most U.S. president he wants to win. But it's not evident from the strategy we're seeing that Donald Trump is going to win with Russia. And so let's just look at this and assume good faith. The debate is really when you sit down with Vladimir Putin, do you have a strategy that's going to allow us to win? Mm-hmm. Or is this just a photo op? And when the strategy is A, being held, being conducted in secret, it's so secret that your closest foreign policy aides, like Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, don't seem to know what's up. That just signals that there's not a coherent strategy behind the president's actions.
Yeah, those things are shaky. There's no doubt there. But clearly, as you know, in negotiation, it is a process. And maybe there's a lack of confidence that, you know, President Trump has toward his team to be able to really assist him on this situation. But what did you make out of that press conference, you know, after the summit there? It seemed to me that Donald Trump either was tired or something happened in the meeting, because it did not seem like the real Donald Trump.
You know, he could have been tired. There's jet lag. There's 4 hours of intense talks with Vladimir Putin. That's all quite a possibility. But on this hand, you know, I'm gonna push back a little bit. Yeah, maybe Donald Trump doesn't have full confidence in everyone around him. But the way the U.S. government works is there are so many levers to push and pull. It takes more than two arms to do it. And so there's got to be a coherent strategy. Another way to look at this, Bill, is if we compare this to Ronald Reagan negotiating with Mikhail Gorbachev. Ronald Reagan spent 5 years building up leverage in order to face down Mikhail Gorbachev. And when the two met, in Reykjavik in 1986 and Ronald Reagan didn't like what he was hearing, he walked out.
Yeah, exactly.
Ever since Ronald Reagan, I'm not sure if any president's prepared to do that.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, but I like the reminder that it took 5 years. Boy, some of the questions coming, you know, from the Senate are quite astounding, you know, in wanting to, you know, question how things are moving along with North Korea, Russia, that sort of thing. It's like, wait a minute, we've been in a mess for a long time. It's like somebody, you know, who's been carrying a lot of weight and one day decides, well, you know what, I'm going to lose this weight. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes some time here. It's a process. We're going to continue to talk with Michael Rubin, our Middle East expert, right here on Bill Martinez Live, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand. Faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You're one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home.
Martinez live.
Hey, it's Way Like Is Fresh and Independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Michael Rubin continues. Michael, yesterday in the hearings with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, it was impressive in terms of how he responded to some of the questions and the attacks of the senators. What say you?
Well, I think what was most impressive, and I absolutely agree with you, Bill, was the exchange between Bob Corker and Mike Pompeo with regard to European foreign ministers and how they were looking at the United States, especially after NATO. What Mike Pompeo pointed out is, look, he talks to the same foreign ministers probably a lot more frequently than Bob Corker does, and the fact of the matter is Europe's behavior toward NATO has changed. They've started ponying up cash. Donald Trump may frustrate a lot of people, and I mean, certainly he frustrates me as well, but when push comes to shove, he's not willing, he's willing to call a spade a spade, he's willing to say the emperor has no clothes, and the fact of the matter is the Europeans have been in default or highly deficient with regard to their contributions to NATO for some time, so even if the Europeans complain, the fact that they're paying up is significant.
Well, it makes them stronger, Michael. I mean, look at their force that they, and not to mention the fact that, I mean, here he is, he gets them, you know, they're talking, well, we might get to 2%, you know, come 20, 30, somewhere in there. He said, no, today, you need to be 2% today, and oh, by the way, as he's walking out the door, it was almost like a Peter Falk moment. Oh, by the way, maybe, one more thing, maybe we need to be at 4%, right? I mean, I thought it was Columbo, you know, going out the door.
You're absolutely right. He's not willing to play by the rules that have been established for so long in which, I mean, the Europeans say something and we know we're not going to hold them to account and they know we're not going to hold them to account. The fact of the matter is, enough of these fictions, there's too much at stake when you see the rise of a resurgent Russia. And one of the reasons why Vladimir Putin is so upset at the United States is because no longer are the words going to be so empty when it comes to defense.
Exactly.
There actually is, there's an indication that Donald Trump is serious, whether it's the missile strikes on Syria early on in his administration or whether it's NATO. He's not doing he's not afraid to back away from controversy.
You know, his style accepted and how some of these things can be an annoyance. But when was the last time, I mean, since Reagan, that we had somebody who was looking out for the American people to such a degree on all fronts? I mean, whether it's the border, whether it's relationships with North Korea going nuclear, confronting NATO, confronting trade, it's all on behalf of we the people, and we should be rejoicing in that, should we not?
Well, we should. And again, even if I don't always agree with Donald Trump, you know, I'm going to assume good faith here.
Right.
At the same time, I disagree with him highly on trade, but you're absolutely right. He is doing what he thinks is best for the American people, and that's admirable.
Yeah, and I think that's reflected in the polling. I mean, even at, you know, right after Helsinki, that the media went absolutely nuts over. I mean, here it is. Okay, you can question a little bit about what happened. I'll give you some space in that. You know, again, we're talking style points here, but the fact of the matter is even, you know, NATO's Secretary General said, thank God for Donald Trump, man. He's got more money in the coffers than he's seen in a long time, or maybe ever, and that, you know, people are being unified, not to mention the fact that I sense that the rest of the leaders there in NATO were real uncomfortable with that Russian-Germany deal. And they didn't know how to say anything to Angela Merkel. And here comes Trump being Trump, and he's calling it out.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, you've got a situation where the former chancellor of Germany is now working for the Russian oil firm, and that's before the latest deal with Angela Merkel. You're absolutely right. Donald Trump, again, was calling a spade, but with regard to what you were just saying, Bill, the greatest irony here in the wake of Helsinki is even if Donald Trump misspoke, even if it wasn't his finest moment, the hyperbole that we see coming from the press is merely the mirror image of what at various times we've seen coming from Donald Trump. And that's why the American public see it as so hypocritical when the media complains, because we sit back, we listen to Donald Trump's words. It doesn't take a PhD or a special filter to be able to understand what he's saying. Mm-hmm. And when we understand what he's saying and then we hear what a CNN commentator and an MSNBC commentator says, you know, it's apples and oranges, and people are just tired of it.
Well, you know, you really have to go out of your way, Michael, to, you know, have 90% of what you're reporting, you know, coincide with this Trump derangement syndrome. As we touched on earlier, wouldn't it be nice if we had people, you know, more unified? I mean, here it is, gosh, the first 500 days of this presidency, and he is, you know, I know it galls people at times when he talks about winning. You know, he likes the idea of being competent and productive in winning, and, you know, people, you know, especially his adversaries, it really is like chalk on, you know, hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction, you know, nails just screeching down the chalkboard every time they hear that, and it drives them nuts. Regarding Russia, you know, to hear, you know, CNN, others on the left and progressives and that, you know, hear Mike Pompeo has got to support and defend Trump with proof of administrative actions versus Russia. But they say that, you know, President Trump, you know, actually Barack Obama did more to protect our country against Russia than Trump. And I can't connect that dot.
Well, there are no dots to connect there, and all people need to do is remember that two comments by Barack Obama. One was the hot mic incident with, I think it was Dmitry Medvedev, who was at the time the president of Russia, but basically Putin's number two, in which he said, after this election, I'll have much more flexibility to give you what you need. That's what Barack Obama said to the Russian leadership. That's number one. And then when Mitt Romney in the 2012 debate said that Russia is a number one geopolitical foe, Barack Obama thought he was so clever in saying the 1980s called, they want their foreign policy back because the Cold War is over. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, history isn't going to be kind to Barack Obama on any number of these issues.
Exactly. Well, and that's, you know, again, I just, you know, sometimes you need to come back to the facts, because when you hear the way, you know, the left speaks, you think, Where are they getting this from? Did I miss something in history?
Well, no, you're absolutely right, and this again goes to the dishonesty of the press. I'd like to have a lot more consistency in U.S. foreign policy, and the fact of the matter is that we've gone to a position where so many commentators confuse reporting with editorializing, and they also have become so entrenched in their own bubbles, they simply don't understand where the bias is occurring, and that's what's truly dangerous.
Well, Mike, when you and I were growing up, there were rules and principles of journalism in terms of witnesses and support. There are so many anonymous statements. I think it has really compromised the profession of journalism, and it's really confusing the heck out of its subjects, you know, the people who count on the, you know, on the media to do their job.
Well, Bill, I didn't come on planning to talk about this, but you're going to get me started. When I talk to journalist friends, there's two things that I would identify that were problems. Number one, in the wake of Watergate, Watergate made celebrities out of journalists. Mm-hmm. And people started going to journalism school, and everyone wanted to become an investigative journalist and really break down new barriers and become famous. In the past, before Watergate, the way a journalist would work his way up was start on the regular beats doing the who, what, where, when, and why. You didn't need to get any special degree from a journalism school in order to do that. That's become really, in my view, the big problem. And then the second issue, which is more secondary, and just don't get me started on it, is the use of the passive voice.
Yes.
If people say something has happened or something was done, all that shows to me is that they either don't know what the subject of that sentence is or they're trying to hide it.
Exactly. And today, of course, the era of fake news and the information age in which we live in. Anybody can be a reporter these days, Michael Rubin. And all this is, you know, leads us to where we are today. Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. Michael, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hoping to avert a trade war with the European Union, President Trump meets with a top EU official yesterday at the White House, announcing later that the two did agree
to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods.
No formal deal was reached, but the president says negotiations towards one will continue. There are reports in South Korea that North Korea will, perhaps as early as tomorrow, begin transferring the remains of U.S. service members killed in the Korean War to the United States. A Milwaukee police officer shot and killed by a drug suspect yesterday, Mayor Tom Barrett says.
Words cannot describe the sorrow and anger I feel at this moment.
That suspect's now in custody, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey, DC. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Live.
You know, in the midst of all this insanity, and when we pause for a moment and connect with Almighty God, the leader of heaven's armies, well, I'll tell you, you realize how good God is. All this other stuff pales in significance. But meanwhile, we're here right now pursuing the truth and being in the flow of the know so that we can, protect our families, protect one another, be an example of the light, that is in us, the light of the world to lead people to truth. And to this end, we're honored always every week. I say always, and that's almost always because, she's even right now, she's traveling with her family, trying to enjoy some vacation time. And God bless her. She's still willing to come on with us, Tina Marie Griffin, the counterculture mom, who is keeping up to date on the latest cultural horrors that you need to know about to protect your kids. Tina, how we doing?
Hey, doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Family unit, everybody having a good time, vacation. You're off the island, off of Florida, huh? You're off some island in Florida?
Yeah, Amelia Island.
Oh, yes, right. Oh, my gosh. Lucky for you. That's awesome.
Well, it's a spur-of-the-moment trip. We had the crowds in Orlando. It looks like I need 2 days to decompress before I go back to the grind. Can we please find a beach with no people? And we came here, and, Bill, we were on the news yesterday because a family of four kids here running around in the water. I'm teaching the kids how to boogie board.
Uh-huh.
News crew comes out and said, you feel okay with your kids in the water? I said, yeah, why not? Well, there was a shark, two shark attacks a couple, like 2 weeks ago. Two people were bit. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. No wonder there's hardly anybody running around and on the beach. But...
You got your kids out there being shark bait? Oh, good job.
That's about it. But I told her, I said, well, I survived a knife attack where a guy came into my house a year ago, so I just feel like I can't live in fear. I'll be more mindful, more watchful. But we had a blast yesterday. I said, if we constantly are to the point we can't leave our front door, I mean, we're not living life either. So it was a really good conversation with the news crew, camera people, and after we were done, she jumped in the water. She goes, I agree. Let's go.
Leave it to you. And meanwhile, the husband unit is shaking his head because he goes, oh, well, of course, you know, a camera shows up and there's Tina.
No, that's what I thought. The funny thing was I go get a snack and I'm looking back at it. What's going on here?
Well, we got to, we almost lost, we kind of lost you there for just a second. I think the wire vibrated there that, you know, that we're connected on. So, anyway, you were saying you went to get a snack and what happened?
Get a snack and here's Luke with the camera crew chatting away. And, the second that I'm gone, I'm like, that's so funny. So I came back and then they interviewed me right after, but I had no clue it was a shark attack. It seemed like everybody out here heard about it except for us coming in. You know, from Nashville, not having a clue.
Well, what? Can't they put up a sign up there? Like, we've had a recent shark attack, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, would that be a problem?
Probably not. I didn't see any signs up, which I thought was funny, too. But it honestly probably wouldn't have stopped us. And I hope that people listening aren't thinking I'm careless. But like I said, it seems like you go to Trader Joe's today and you can get shot. So
yeah,
like,
exactly. No, that's so sad what happened in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's sad.
Right. Well, I want to talk about this Disney star, huge advocate for abortion. Tell us about this. What happened?
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of young celebrities today that are followed by millions of young people themselves. But we have a 15-year-old Disney star, Rowan Blanchard, a huge advocate for abortion. And yet what drives me crazy here is you get all these Disney Disney people, Disney connections, of course, you know, Disney, LGBT, supporting that whole agenda. And you got these young girls that are followed by millions of fans thinking and believing the same thing. And she's deceived. Deception here is going rampant with the abortion. And yet when these people are so pro-choice or pro-murder, if you really want to look at what abortion really is, and that's a lie, it has to be explain because people think it's a massive fetal tissue when in reality it's a baby. Heart starts beating at 14 days after conception. You've got Disney stars believing that it's just a massive fetal tissue, and yet this Disney star was given a chance at life. And she was, you know, a little baby in the womb developing. So I just could never, I can't wrap my head around how people are pro-choice if they themselves were allowed to have life.
Yeah, and that's the irony of it all, right? I mean, here it is, you want to stamp out life, but it was life that brought you here. So, it is absolute ignorance that is taking place all under this guise. And in fact, we spoke with Dr. Warren Farrell, who has written extensively, he and John Gray, about the boy crisis. And he was the only man that headed the National Organization for Women in New York. And he was voted into that position for 3 years in a row. And finally, he had to separate from them because he realized, you know, the ultimate, you know, objective of, you know, the feminist movement was to neuter men. And, you know, and it's like, you know, and the thing is, you take it full circle, and he has daughters, John Gray has daughters, and I said, okay, so what kind of men are they going to marry now that the men have been neutered?
Yeah, that is about it.
Because there is the circle of life here, and I mean, you want a man's man, you want somebody there to protect you and all this, and all for the sake of it's your body. Well, you know, that's another lie. It's not your body.
That's exactly it. And you have all these men. I don't know if you saw the recent video getting a lot of hits lately on Facebook and on the Internet in general. And I posted it on the Counterculture Mom Facebook page if parents want to tune in and check that out. But Steve Storks, the whole crew there I've known for, 15, 20 years. We started a ministry at the same time. they pumped out a video where they have a couple dads talking about abortion, how they wish they would have not had their either girlfriends or wives. Some of them admitted, hey, we weren't married at the time, but regretted it in encouraging their women to have the abortions. And luckily, one dad changed his mind last minute, and he, at the very end, you know, tearjerker, I won't blow it, but he basically changed his mind at the end, and his son is like 10, 11 years old today.
Wow.
It really makes you think, wow. And he's like, man, what? He wouldn't have been around. It wouldn't have changed my life the way he has in such an amazing way had I just gone through and said, yep, have the abortion. So many women forget that many men are suffering the consequences.
It's the it's the silent cry right now.
Yes.
It is a silent cry. And I'll tell you, we've been saying this for a number of years, and I've spoken with men as well who are, you know, they break down, you know, and they've come to the reality that, you know, I've been part and parcel to this, you know, this whole abortion industry. I killed my child. You know, and interesting, like the women, you know, the women, you know, when they talk to me about it, they'll go, you know, Bill, my child would have been 14 today. I mean, they know.
Yeah.
I mean, they carry with them that memory, that experience until the day they die, that they had a child that is no more. And it's so heartbreaking. But yet the big lie of, you know, the feminist movement is, oh, it's just tissue. It doesn't matter. Well, you tell these women who are carrying this heartbreak, you know, silently, some openly, many silently, and along with it, men. And I say there's going to be a time where there's going to be such an outcry, particularly from the men, to realize what they did is that they failed to do, which is something that's endemic to their very being, and that is to protect their women and their families. And they failed to do that. And but I want them to know, I want them to know this, is that we have a very forgiving and merciful God.
Yeah.
And though you may come into the reality of what happened in your life and it's devastating and heartbreaking to you, I want you to know that God says, come to me. Let's talk about it. And the God of forgiveness will be there to heal your broken heart. But this is the issue we have today, Tino. Women, men that are silently carrying this pain with them, and they're less than as a result. And the thing is, the extension also, you know, as we've said, it goes beyond even the fathers and the mothers. What about the grandparents? The grandparents of children that could have been.
Yep, and I want to just let your listeners know as well, they can go to silentnomore.org to get help and healing and share their stories so more people can actually choose life if they're currently pregnant and stuck with what to do.
She is the Counterculture Mom. She's with us for another segment. Stay with us. We're going to go for a short break. More from Tina after this.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specification. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, show me every season, do I get to me?
Bill Martinez, live.
I gotta tell you, I think this song is starting to be my theme song, Tina. You know, when you count every blessing, as this song says, boy, it's hard to have a bummer of a day. I don't care what you're in the middle of. You know, through every season, God blesses us. And, you know, in so many ways, sometimes we even, you know, because we're so busy, you know, we maybe miss it. We fail to acknowledge it because we want to hurry up and move on to the next thing. But to have a moment to count every blessing, like that song says, I just love it. I mean, it inspires and encourages me.
Yeah, I hear you there. And what's been so nice the last couple of weeks is just being on vacation with the kids, really connecting and really not having any tech gadgets. No iPads, iPhone every now and then. I haven't sent emails these in a week and a half, which you can verify.
Right.
it's been nice to just reconnect, and you really, for me, I recognize my blessings more when there's less distractions. I just been able to just reconnect to God, husband, and kids. And so I just want to let families know, take a vacation with your kids this summer. Even if you're like on a budget, take them to the beach. Think of something creative and just reconnect with the kids and have great, deep conversations and blessings. You will recognize the blessings even more, because today's fast-paced society, it seems like we're noticing more of the horrific things going on around us and forgetting that God gave us a calling and there is a lot to live for and look forward
Amen.
To.
Amen. Before we get too far into this, because as you and I usually do, we get into these stories, and next thing you know, we haven't had time to remind everybody how they can be in touch with you, download the significant tools that are available to parents to keep them in the flow of the know so that we're situationally aware, you know. And I think that's kind of the theme that's come out here. Whether, you know, you go to some place that's new, you don't even know there's been recent shark bites there. You know, it's up to us to be situationally aware of what's going on. And we're going to talk about another story in just a moment that's heartbreaking about a child drowning, another child drowning. But anyway, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
Yes, the best and easiest way, or there's two top ways, is to text the words media guide, no spaces, media guide, no spaces, to the number 44222, mm-hmm. and you will be put on our weekly newsletter updated email list and also receive a four-page PDF that's a great parent media guide that'll help guide you to do a pop culture purge in your home. You'll have tips on what to steer clear from and also what to get for positive entertainment in your home. It's a great how-to, easy-to-read and follow and apply manual. And then the other thing is to download our brand-new Counterculture Mom app. It came out a couple months ago. It's getting a lot of great feedback from parents. They love it. I send out push notifications to your phone about once a week with a pop culture alert you need to be aware of so you can keep your kids safe ahead of time and know, be in the know, because a lot of parents tell me, oh, man, my kid just told me this happened yesterday. I had no clue this was out. What is this? Well, I'll make sure parents know about it ahead of time and keep their kids safe and be able to have conversations with their kids about it, positive alternative options. If it's a negative thing that I'm talking about regarding video games or TV shows, I'll give some positive options as well and why it's important for positive entertainment only in our kids' heads. Mm-hmm. That is by downloading the Counterculture Mom app. So go to Google Play, iTunes Store, and you'll be able to get that information there and jump on board with keeping in touch with me, downloading the app, and there's five other bloggers on that app as well, Bill. So
yes, exactly.
A lot of tips from homeschooling to pop culture alert to how to be a mom and give back to yourself, take time for yourself and relax, how to build strong relationship with your husband. There's Mona Corwin that's on there, how to raise knights, little young men, young boys to become knights and that God's called them to become. That's from Heather Hopps. Her ministry is connected with the app. A lot of great tips and tools, a one-stop shop for parents on how to raise counterculture warriors in today's chaotic mess. And
yes.
It's an awesome app, and I love it, and I can't wait to have people connect with me there.
Hey, Tina, if it's okay, I know, you know, we talk about the counterculture mom, things for moms, but there's single dads out there that can benefit from this, and I know they are, you know, because the guy called me the other day, or actually he emailed me and said he's getting so much from the counterculture mom, and he thanked me for having you on the air every week, you know, because single dads, I mean, they got their hands full. I mean, single mom, single dads, I mean, it's just incredible raising children today, and so any time you can get a leg up on what's going on, what your kids are being exposed to, and this is what it's all about. I mean, this is equal opportunity. You know, it's not like the counterculture mom is just for women. I mean, it's for parents and especially, you know, for single parents, because we need to be on top of, you know, as you say, Tina, and be in the flow of the know and understand what's happening in the culture, because it is incredible what's happening. We were talking about situational awareness, and I mentioned that we have a story here about another child drowning. And this, I just can't imagine, you know, what families go through in losing a child like this.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaker. And I wanted to quickly let the dads tuning in and listening right now, yes, this app is for everybody. It's coming from 6 counterculture moms. That's the only reason why it's the counterculture mom is the name of the app and the site and all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But we are here to help equip parents, single parents, grandparents, dads, moms, everybody to, like what you said, get a leg up, know what's going on ahead of time to keep our kids safe. We're all doing this together. It's a battle going on. God wins in the end, but man, is it a tough day and age to be raising kids today. So whatever we can do to help other people, dads, you are welcome. In fact, when we get this thing off the ground the way we see it in the next year or two, we already have plans for counterculture dads, because my husband has so many great tips and tools that he'll be sharing very soon from a dad's perspective.
Yes.
But
very
yes,
cool.
This drowning. The mom's name was Nicole Hughes. She had 4 children. The older 3 girls were, she's an advocate for keeping your kids safe and swim lessons at a very young age. Well, Levi, her youngest boy, only boy, was 3 years old. They were on a family vacation, and it was late at night, like 7, 8 o'clock at night. Kids were heading to bed. and she had just had dessert 1 second, turned her head. She said it was within seconds, and I posted the story on my site as well. You can go to foreverymom.com to read the latest as well if you want to read it there, or Counterculture Mom on my Facebook page. But her son Levi, literally, she goes, I don't know what caused him to walk outside, and basically he went to the pool that was right there next to their vacation where they were staying, and she found him floating, you know, face down in the pool. It was like under a minute. It happened that fast. And so it's just a good reminder for us parents to keep our eyes on our kids. And I think the thing that really, where I was almost like bawling my eyes out when I read the story, is the fact that it was within days later, less than a week later, that she started this whole big becoming an advocate for parents to make sure that they are on guard with their kids. And she started this ministry in under a week after her son had just passed away, called Water Guardian. And it's a badge that you can purchase for dirt cheap. And it's a badge you pass off to an adult. If you're on a premises near an ocean or near a pool, you each take your turn saying, I'm the water guardian. Even if it's at night and you've got still kids wandering around and still up and not in bed, and even then you want to be careful, but at least you know you have a person on guard near the body of water to make sure no one goes under. And I think that's such a great idea, especially with chaotic and you've got a couple families getting together like she did for a family reunion. And there was, I believe, 3 doctors in the house. Yeah, that's what was a heartbreaker. And they all tried to resuscitate, and they couldn't get them.
Exactly. I want to go on, because in the interest of time here, this Friday the 13th video game, how disgusting.
Yeah, this one breaks my heart. It came out last year. As I do live seminars and speak all over the place, I've been warning parents when the video games come out, usually ahead of time, and that's through the app. I'm warning people, Sir Chris, this one is coming out in 2 weeks. Your kids might be asking for it, but here's what's really in it and why you want to give them this video game instead. Friday the 13th was rated as one of the top summer games of 2017. The problem is kids are still buying it left and right today. Millions of kids are playing this game every single day. It's very graphic and violent. I am going back and forth today, Bill, if I should even post pictures online, but I have to because I'm like, parents aren't aware, and it really kills me to even have to post a picture because it's so graphic.
It is gruesome. I mean, it basically is training kids how to kill, you say, right?
It's training kids how to kill. It's a woman that's in bed sleeping, and someone had taken the gamer, took a curtain rod and stabbed this woman to death, and they leave nothing out. There's blood, there's guts. It's really disgusting, and we wonder why our kids, there's such a high crime rate in our country among our youth, and yet other countries don't allow this game to be sold or played or even online in their country.
Only in the United States, just about, huh?
Only
here it is.
U.S.
We leave our kids vulnerable and exposed to this. Nicki Minaj's new album, Queen. Tell us about this.
Yes,
coming up.
I can tell you about Queen. And then I want to tell you, for the video games, if you text the word media guide, no spaces, to 44222, enter your email, you will get hundreds of positive video games through my 4-page parent media guide, which are positive, clean, no worries, go ahead, download, play away, and have fun.
Exactly.
Nicki Minaj, when has she not ever had pornography in her album, but albums in the past or songs? But Queen is coming out on August 10th. You want to steer clear. I'll be blasting out a warning for that as well. Definitely steer clear of Nicki Minaj's new song and album called Queen. It's complete pornography, even on the album cover. This stuff shouldn't be sold to anybody. It shouldn't be on the store shelves and at eye level for a 4-year-old to see at Walmart. But it is.
It's what our kids are being exposed to, ladies and gentlemen, and we're so grateful because the Counterculture Mom comes here on Bill Martinez every week to keep us up to date with the latest cultural horrors. That video game, the pictures are just incredibly disgusting, Friday the 13th video game. So be warned, stay alert, and stay warned as well. Thanks to the Counterculture Mom. Tina, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a blessed time with your family.
Thank you very much. Download that app and let me know what's going on.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Tired of being censored.